The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of July. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely Miss Bird on a Bike.
All right, my lover.
She's got all pirate on us again. Yeah. Have you been fraternising with your West Country friends again this week?
No.
Okay.
No, nobody wants to speak to me from down there.
Last week, she bumped into someone from Land's End.
I did.
And was telling me how posh their accent was compared to her pirate accent from Plymouth.
A Devonshire accent, clearly, because they're Cornish, but
But you were trying to smooth me that they don't have any kind of Cornish accent down in the Lizard.
I'm telling you, they don't.
Do they not?
No.
Well, how come?
Nobody's Cornish from down the end.
They're all from the BBC in Islington. Hello, good afternoon. Yeah. Welcome to Cornwall.
Yeah, it's really funny. Really, really funny.
Nice one. Cool. We've got two guests to talk to shortly in a minute, and we're gonna try a little voice thingy, audio thing that we got going here. It may or may not work, but we'll try it in a minute. But when we talk to our guests, we got still some tweets and loads of emails to do. I've had a tweet from, who have I had a tweet from? The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors. And they say, thank you for your support, Paul, on the Business Bunker show. And here's a snap that was taken in our office with one of our new additions. And it's a dog. Yeah. Now, if you look on Twitter, MPSL is their Twitter handle. You've got a picture of their office dog. It's one of those things that's covered in hair that you can't see. You know, like an old English sheepdog.
Yeah, dog?
No, I don't know who makes a dog. It's one of those. Yeah.
What make a model is it?
I don't know what that is. It's got long. It's a beetle dog. It's got a beetle haircut. It's
a basically. Beetle.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Ringo. It's called. I don't know. I just made that up. Michael Park Surveyors. Give them a follow on the Twitter. You can see a picture of their office dog and all the other stuff that they've got. And they've got some fantastic commercial properties.
I'd love to bring Honey into here. She is amazing. I take my dog everywhere with me. She goes, literally, I teach with her. I take her. I know you're going to get cross with me. I'm sure Amanda would back me up. She'd like to bring her dog in as well, which I've is your dog as
I've
well.
I've had a tweet from Telcare. Sorry, were you saying something? I've had a tweet from Telcare Limited. It's the Business Bunker radio show today, and we're listening. That's the lovely folks.
Have you just made that tweet up?
No, it's there.
I thought you just shut me up.
No, it's there, Telcare. The telecom systems providers over there in the Medway City Estate in Rochester are listening to you, Bird, rattling on about your dog. Yeah.
I've got a lovely, and I tell you what, this is what I love about innovation. So,
have you seen the gif from Amanda with a horse playing football?
I know. Have you seen that? It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. That's Lucy there, though, isn't it?
That's Lucy, yeah.
Okay, so I really like this tweet, and it really makes you... It answers some of the stuff we've been talking about for ages about the infrastructure here in Kent. Mm. It says, dragging co-working. I love you. This is brilliant. Giving commuting a day off. Come and join us for one day a week at Dragon Co-working, where you can have a Dragon Commute package. So it's designed... I know, it's such a cool idea, right?
I know, I'm going to steal it.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. They said a commute day. So it's a commute package. So clearly this is designed for London workers of Medway. So if you don't want to go into the big city, you can go on their free trial. I love it. Yeah. Great idea.
Well, fun enough, for those that don't know, I own Fruitworks in Canterbury, which is also a community workspace.
No, didn't
you know that? Well, Norman didn't, so I'm telling Norman, really. And the fact is that one of our we've been going 8 years now, 9 years now, and one of the very first things that we actually had was a lot of our members work commuting, because the big difference was HS1, the high speed train. Mm-hmm. What was happening before, there's three universities in Canterbury, people would graduate, start a business, go to London. Once HS1 opened, so it was only 40 minutes to London, they were staying in Canterbury and opening their business and then commuting to London a couple of days a week because it was more viable. So, you know, being based in Fruitworks and then going up to town just now and again was how it kind of worked.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm liking what Roland's doing.
I like the way he's packaged it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. He's great. Roland's doing a fantastic job there.
Yeah.
He's about to expand Dragon Co-working as well. He's bought the building next door. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
And what I love is that he's done it. It's all fresh in there. It's all open. Mm. It's all nice colours. But you wouldn't think it would have worked. When it first started, I'm sure everybody's like, it's not going to work in the bottom of a hotel and blah, blah, blah. And actually, we couldn't have been further wrong, could we?
No, absolutely.
You know?
But it works because Roland's made it work.
Yeah.
He puts so much effort into it and he does so many innovative... You know, we were talking earlier with Norman about innovation and stuff like that. He does so many innovative things. He puts so much effort into it. He cares about it so much and he does so many things for the tenants there over and above what you would normally expect. You know, like they have their waffle days and their ice cream days and all kinds of things. It's just brilliant.
Yeah,
I love
you.
It. I think it's fantastic.
We've also got a tweet from Ethel Bray again. It says, hello. Could you remind everyone we're running two half-day workshops on the 26th of September, and that's in the morning, and that's at Brands Hatch Place, and the afternoon will be at Chilston Park. So that's £99 with lots of tips for small changes to make a massive impact in your business. So this is really about well-being and the culture in your workplace.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from a Twitter handle called Amazing Leaders, Amazing_Leaders. Now, I hope I've got this right. I think that might be James, James Gardner, I think, because I follow a Facebook page of a similar name. So I'm assuming it could be James. Anyway, he said, Vanillaware Business Bunker, really enjoying listening to the show this week. Please give me a shout out. Thank you, Paul and Bird. Keep up the great work. So thank you.
We will, thanks.
Yeah, and I hope I got that right, who it is. But anyway, it's Amazing Leaders, Amazing_Leaders is their Twitter handle. Give them a follow.
Yeah, cool.
Tech Expo, Hi Vanillaware, Bird on a Bike, Business Bunker. We're looking forward to helping businesses with their productivity by helping them to understand the technology available to help them on Thursday the 26th of September at the Kent Events Centre. Registration is free to attend if you go to our website, techexpouk.com.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Marsh Breakfast Networking. And this is on the 22nd of August. Be interesting to see who's going to go to that, because obviously everything shuts down in August. It always amazes me. And this is at the Ship at Dymchurch. And he's also got another date, which is the 26th of September. So people are going to come back with gusto on that one. Mm. And that's at 7:45 till 9:15 at the Ship in Dymchurch. And this is www.wibblywobblyway. And that's marshnetwork.co.uk/bookings.
Fantastic. Peter Searle, Biz Advising Victor is a Twitter handle. Loved hearing from MFS Kent with Vanilla Web on the radio today and to find out what they're up to at Construction Expo. Oh, there you go. Well, now you know. They're up to a challenge, Peter. Yeah.
Has anybody come back to us yet?
About?
The Guinness Book of Records. Come on, people. Tweet us.
I'm still catching up. Lisa Settle's been on. See you at the Wib Big Show. I'm manning the Wib stand. Come and say hello. That's from Lisa Settle. And Amazing Leaders again. Love the 30-30 events. They're amazing. Everyone who runs a business should go. Thank you for that. New Markets and Media. Oh, you've read this one, haven't you? We're looking forward to co-hosting next Tuesday.
Yeah, read that.
You read that one. Right, okay.
Yeah, no, it's catching up with it, wouldn't it?
While I'm trying to catch up with my tweets, why don't you read an email?
Are you working in a creative field or the creative industry? Then this informal meetup is for you to pop in and meet like-minded people, sharing knowledge and experiencing and learn how we can get more from creativity and what help is available to you. So this is August the 1st. I cannot believe that's Thursday, can I tell you? It costs £5 and this is at Stag Coffee and that's at Ashford and that's from Doug Harmon. Now you can book your ticket there and it's at www.worldwideweb.eventbrite.com. Massive chain of letters and figures and everything after it. So just go on there and put in Ashford and Stag Coffee and I'm sure it'll come up.
Fantastic. Oasis, O-A-SYS.com, Operational Accounting Systems, introducing our free reverse VAT crunch time brunch. We're really excited to officially announce our reverse VAT crunch time brunch on Wednesday, the 4th of September at the London Golf Club. The big concept behind the free event is to bring together those in the building and construction sectors who are worried about the implications of reverse charge VAT. This is another stupid government scheme that they've introduced just to make life difficult for everyone. That's just me having a rant. Coming into effect within the construction industry on the 1st of October this year, there's such a large and sudden changes in legislation is bound to have an impact on things like cash flow and everyday accounting practices. So understandably, there will be a lot of people in the industry who are panicked and unsure about how to move forward. That's why we'll be breaking down the big issues and concerns around the topic with experts in construction and software solutions. The event is free to attend and will include talks from industry specialists, a Q&A session, an interactive quiz, free brunch and great opportunities for B2B networking. If you want to book your free place, eventbrite.co.uk/reverse VAT crunch time brunch for your tickets.
Yeah, we've started to introduce the idea, haven't we, of reverse VAT?
Yeah.
We've talked about it a little bit.
We did. It's another stupid government scheme because HMRC can't decide how much more money to get out of everybody. I don't want to start a whole rant about this, but...
Go on, but you're going to.
No, but we talk about the potential dangers of Brexit, but... Our politicians lamb things on businesses every day of the week, every year. As small businesses, over the last 3 years, we've had to cope with all kinds of daft stuff that they've come up with.
What about GDPR?
I was just going to say, from GDPR, VAT moss, workplace pensions, parental leave, we get it all. Loads of it's useful, but we have to adapt to it. And now reverse VAT is just a nightmare because it's aimed at subcontractors in the construction industry who are not the best spanners in the toolbox for doing VAT probably anyway, because it's not their bag. And now they've made it really complicated where you've got to bill for VAT but not claim it. I mean, how's that going to go down in reality? So it's going to be a bit of a nightmare. So the way out of that is to go to the Oasis VAT crunch business and get a free brunch at the London Golf Club. Cool. I'm not going to rant about it anymore. I'm fed up with it.
I hear that.
Yeah, yeah. What you got, Bird?
I've got ZC Social Media up-and-coming workshops, and they're using Facebook marketing for business. This is going to be Tuesday, the 13th of August, and that's from 9 till 12.30. They're then doing a Mastering LinkedIn for Businesses, and that's on Wednesday, the 21st of August, from 9 till 12.30. Of course, I can't go to that because that's when my show is nearly on.
Have you got a show?
Yes, I have. Yes.
When's that on then, Bert?
It's on a Wednesday.
Is it? What time?
It's on 1 till 2.
Is it?
It's on every Wednesday.
Blimey.
I know.
I never knew.
Yeah, thanks. And interesting things going to happen about it soon.
Really?
I need to talk to you about it, really.
Oh, really?
Not on air. But anyway, yeah.
Well, anyway, who you got next week?
This week,
yeah.
I have got... Chris Healy from Spadeworks in West Malling.
Right.
So they run a charity, it's not a social, I don't think it's a social enterprise, I think it's more a charity, but they do, they help people who have got disabilities to work.
Right,
and
okay.
That wouldn't be able to go into the workplace. So they do lots of farming and some plants, and they sell it, and they've got a coffee shop. So I just love it. And he went there as a young boy, went away, got his education, went back there. And now he absolutely is the CEO of the company. And I just love his story.
Yeah,
and I just think we need to hear more from people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Going away and coming back, you know, and putting back into the community.
It's funny. I was at the DWP, Department of Work and Pensions Job Centre yesterday, talking to their supported employment needs team about exactly that, about employing people with disabilities and stuff into the workplace. It's interesting stuff. Yeah.
And then the last one from social media, ZC Social Media, is Twitter for Business. So this is Thursday, the 22nd of August, and that's 9 a.m. till 12:30. So you need to go on to www.zcsocialmedia.com. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, I was waving at Katie. I was giving her the 1 minute warning.
I saw.
Yeah, and then you threw in your wibbly wobbly.
I thought Norman was going to come in with it. Actually, Norman's going to go for it.
Yeah. Cool. I'll tell you what. We're going to speak to our next guest now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, Katie DeVell and Howard Kendall from Kenwood Trust.
Hiya.
Hello. Lovely to see you.
And you?
Hello, Howard.
Hello, I'm the one behind this screen.
I can't see him. Katie's put her laptop in here, so I can't see Howard, which is a benefit in both ways.
I have got a face for radio, it's true.
Exactly, yeah. Katie's got an audio file that we're going to attempt to play through her laptop and my system. Do you want to play it now, Katie?
Yeah, go for it.
Hold on, it's all disappeared off the screen now. Do you want? No, it's all gone blank. Can you? Do you want to get it back up? If you get it back up, and then while you're doing that, Howard can tell us about him. Tell us about you, Howard.
I mean, I'm volunteering for Kenwood Trust because basically it was your fault. You actually introduced me to them because, I'm a sort of semi-retired business person and I needed something to keep my brain going.
Semi-retired.
Semi-retired,
That's changed since earlier when he was fully retired. Yeah.
Well, I sort of flip-flop, you know. Okay. It just keeps life interesting. And so I'm helping out with helping Kenwood Trust do... make their charity work better.
Absolutely.
And I'm actually here specifically today to talk about golf.
Absolutely.
And the charity, but I'll do that later.
We'll do that in a minute. And you have been doing a fantastic job with the kind of things that you're looking at with Kenwood when we talk about that.
Yeah.
And just for those that don't know, I'm actually a trustee of Kenwood Trust, and we'll talk about the work of Kenwood in a minute. But let's try and play this file and see if it works. Who knows?
No.
There's not much happening.
No.
The technology never works.
No. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Not going to work.
Chat about it instead.
Yeah. I'm not sure why it's not working, because it's playing on there and it's playing there, but there's nothing in between. So, anyway, well, we'll have to do that some other time. Never mind.
You can see Howard's face now if you close the laptop.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to do that?
Oh, I'm really sorry, but here's my face again.
Oh, and I preferred it how it was. Right. Let's turn to Katie now. So, Katie, give us a bit of an overview, first of all, about Kenwood Trust, what it is, where it is, why it is.
Kenwood Trust is a residential rehabilitation centre in Yalding, near Maidstone. We've been going for 51 years and helping...
She doesn't look old enough.
helping transform the lives of about 200 men and women each year away from drug and alcohol addiction.
Yeah. It's a lovely venue as well, isn't it? It's a gorgeous old Georgian house.
Yeah, 15 acres, massive manor house.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely location. We've got alpacas, we've got a cafe, we've got a big gardens, social enterprise. All of our residents help grow, much like Spadeworks. Mm. They grow plants, they help make woodwork, and we sell it through our charity shop on site as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, you've got the cafe bistro, Sage and Thyme, which is lovely.
Conference centre as well.
It's a good place for conference centres, networking and meetings and getting things together. You do kind of weddings there as well, don't you?
Yeah, we're doing dry weddings.
But I guess we ought to say, because of the nature of the charity, it is a dry site. There is no alcohol on site, so that kind of makes it a bit difficult. But there are certain classifications of people that like to get married under those circumstances.
Definitely. And a beautiful place for the ceremony, even if you have the after party elsewhere.
Somewhere else. Yeah, absolutely. It is a gorgeous place. And as Kelly said, you've got a kind of rotunda thingy.
Yeah, we do.
Gazebo thing where it happens. Overlooking the Lewes Valley, which is absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
It's
isn't
a
it?
Stunning, stunning location.
Lovely place. And the work you do is really important.
Definitely.
But it's really difficult funding it as well, isn't it? Because the costs are huge.
We've mostly relied on government and council funding for the past few years. But as Mike Trace of CEO of Forward Trust has said, the resources have been reducing by 20% in the last 4 years, and that trend's set to continue. So we're having to try and look elsewhere for funding, which is why fundraising initiatives such as charity golf days like this are vital to us to help us continue saving lives.
Absolutely. Well, one of the ways that the charity does make income is that with your client base, once you have got them into a position where they're free of alcohol and drugs and they have been rehabilitated, you can actually home them back in the community.
Yeah, we have Move On housing throughout Kent and in East Sussex and Uckfield, where it's supported housing, slightly less supported than in the actual rehabilitation centre, where you help try and reintegrate people back into society again, which is another big issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it doesn't stop when you've kind of cured them. You then have to gradually ease them back into it. And of course, all of that costs money because you've got properties to maintain and stuff like that. So it costs a lot of money. Howard, as an experienced entrepreneur and businessman, had volunteered some time ago to try and help sort out some of the commercial aspects of what's going on there. And well, I don't think I'm being funny here. With an awful lot of charities whose raison d'etre is to do certain things, they're not normally very commercially astute because that's not what they're there to do. But of course, in this day and age, we have to become more commercially astute in order to get it to survive. So Howard's been helping sort out some of those issues in terms of trying to get us...
Well, in an age where money's always tight and we've all heard about government austerity, it applies, as Katie said, to local authority funding for care of all sorts.
Yep.
And drug and alcohol abuse, it's a big topic. You read about it in all the newspapers and everyone's flagging it as an issue, but it's a bit like mental health. People don't necessarily focus on it as a core illness. It's a lot easier if you break your leg or your arm because people can relate to
that. See it.
Drug and alcohol abuse, often you can't really tell what people are actually suffering from.
Yeah. And it's a growing issue. There's more and more cases of the NHS having to handle alcohol-related incidences.
It's... It's a tough one, isn't it? One of the strange things about this kind of stuff is, in the world of business, the more demand you have for something, the better you're off as a business. In the world of charity, it's the other way around. The greater the demand, the less the supply. You know, it kind of works in reverse. You guys have been doing lots of things, so let's just step through some of the things that, as a charity, that you do. You've got your alpacas.
Our lovely alpacas, family of alpacas. We do alpaca experiences. You can meet and greet with the alpacas, and our residents help out with the alpacas. They go and it gives them a nice routine each day.
You do know that this radio station started on an alpaca farm.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. I have a show in the archive which features an alpaca that stuck its head through the window while I was on air and tried to spit in my ear.
Is this the one where, when you're on the Romney Marshes? Alpaca farm there? Been there.
We used to be in Burmarsh on the marsh. We were on an alpaca farm. And during the summer, one summer, we had the windows open in the studio while I was on air. And an alpaca stuck its head through the window and... tried to lick the back of my head and spit in my ear and do other things that horrible alpacas do.
Actually, Bird would have liked that, wouldn't
he?
The alpaca sticking its head through the window.
I would have loved that.
Yeah. Well,
it was before my time.
It was,
Although saying that, we did go down there a little while. So I've done a couple of shows down there.
We had some right wildlife. The next door was a porcupine called Fred, and he used to come in the studio and nick all the biscuits while we were on air as well. So anyway.
Or is that who you're blaming to nick all the biscuits?
It was a porcupine. So you have the alpacas on site. Mm-hmm. You also do like country walks and things like that, I believe.
Yes, we're trying to get a public footpath to go and walk with us, to stop off in the cafe, park your cars up, go and have a lovely walk in the countryside, and come back and have a cup of tea.
Yep, and you do kind of summer things for kids and summer holidays.
We have lots of events coming up. We've got a classic car show in September for all of the family. We've got alpaca meet and greets. You can meet all of our animals. We've also got goats. We've got ducks. We've got chickens. We've got guinea pigs.
All right.
Something for everyone.
So there's lots of activities going on there. There's different activities all the way through the year. Last year I came to a big fireworks party you had there.
Yeah, that's again this year. Yeah. James Bond theme.
Oh, is
Harley
it?
Bone Jelly performing.
Have I got to dress up?
Odd
job or something?
Just you.
No, you've got to be Daniel Craig. You're that good looking in that shirt.
No. Unfortunately, James Bond is now a black lady, so...
True.
Yeah, so I'm well out of that. There's no way I'm making that,
have I missed something?
Yeah, obviously.
I think I've missed it too. Yeah. Who's the new James Bond? Is it Felicity Bond?
I can't remember her name,
but it is now a lady.
No, the new James Bond film is a black lady that's playing James Bond. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've just learned something.
Anyway, I'm coming as her. Is what's happening to the firework party. Yeah.
But what you're saying is really true. What we're trying to make with Kenwood is make the house a destination so that people can come and walk, like Katie's suggesting. But, also maybe for cycling groups, come and start with the venue and have a cup of coffee before you go, have lunch when you get back, sort of thing. Because it's a great countryside place that actually very few people have actually... discovered yet.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know it was there until you introduced me.
It's kind of tucked away a little bit, but that's what makes it, because it's in that country setting where you can do those kind of things.
Part of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Don't know it's there, and then when you see it, you never want to leave.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem is, because you don't know it's there, not enough people come. So it's about making people aware that it's there and what's going on, and the fact that you can visit any time you want because the cafe is open to the public.
7 days a week.
Yeah. And truly, it's a gorgeous... If you just want to go somewhere, have a cup of tea and a cake and just chill out somewhere, it is the most chilled place I know. It's a very restful, peaceful kind of place to be as well, isn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's lovely. Just while we're doing commercial stuff, though, you have also got a modern office block on the grounds,
Green Acres,
Green Acres, and there are only a couple of offices left for rental.
We've rented probably half the office space, but there's still a few offices if people want to move their businesses there, and it's probably about half the cost of, say, Kings Hill, which is only 2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
So if people and want really modern offices with fast broadband...
Exactly.
And, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, it is actually a modern office. It's only 8 years old, the office building.
And there's a cafe in the road just down the road, of course.
And free-range alpacas.
You can have alpacas peeking through your window.
Exactly. What more could you want in an office?
Bird would love it, as we said.
So they're the kind of things that Kenwood are involved in, and the kind of things you're trying to do to raise funds to help as many people as you can to rehabilitate from an existence of drink, drugs and homelessness.
Yes.
And, of course, we all know that homelessness is a big issue these days as well. There's a lot of correlation between homelessness and addiction.
Yep.
Although this is just me, I'm not a specialist in this, but my understanding is that a lot of people think that homelessness is caused by addictions, but actually it turns out to be mostly the other way around, that addictions are caused because people are homeless and they self-medicate just to get through the night and stuff like that, and then they become addicted. So there's lots of good work to be done there.
Definitely.
But it costs money, and it costs a lot of money because it's residential and you know. So dig deep, folks. But you guys are here to tell us about something specific you've got coming up, I think, in August.
We are. One of the things that started actually from someone that arrived on a bicycle with some of her friends, and she happened to be the captain of Knoll Park Golf Club, ladies' section. So she said to us, well, we'd love to adopt your charity as my charity of the year. So we said, done, we'll take that, because hopefully it'll generate a few thousand pounds for the charity. And as a result, we've organised her captain's charity golf day for Tuesday the 20th of August. Make sure you've got that date in your diary, folks, because if you play golf and you want to play on the day, get in touch with us and we can arrange that for you. And normally, if you want to play at Knoll, it'll cost you £85 for a round. For today, this special day, we're going to be charging you just £50. We might ask you to make one or two charitable contributions along the way, but that's a real deal. And if you can put a team of four together, particularly if it includes a lady, you need to be able to play reasonable golf.
Who cares?
Hack round. I've been playing 5 years. I thought I was old enough now, and I've realised that it can be very slow if you don't know how to play the game. It could be a problem. But come along for the day, and particularly if you're a business, you'll be putting your brand in front of about 100 people who, being in Seven Oaks, very posh area, you know, there's lots of wealthy people there that are going to want to buy your products. So we've got some prizes to find, and we'd love you to maybe sponsor some prizes for the winners on the day. And so if you've got some ideas, maybe the company you're actually working with has spa treatments, or is a meat supplier, or is a butcher. That's a butcher.
Meat supplier. That would be a butcher.
I'm a bit slow with those sort of things. They might even supply luxury wines or gifts or whatever. And if you're trying to get that sort of brand in front of these people, then we'd love you to donate maybe some prizes that have your brands on them for the day so that we can actually feature you on the day. And obviously there's lunch as well. You can sponsor the... I'm looking at a scorecard.
He's got a scorecard.
Last year, and that was sponsored by a window company. Right. Porches and windows, actually.
No, porches are car, mate.
Porch.
Oh, porch is a car.
Didn't you have one of those once?
I've got a porch, yeah.
Oh, you got a porch.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a porcher. Yeah. So, please, yeah, give freely. And we'd love to see you on the day. So get in touch with us if you actually want to play golf or alternatively, just get your brand in front of us.
Fantastic. Let's deconstruct this a bit. So if people want to find out more about Kenwood Trust itself, what's the best way of doing that? Website?
www.worldwideweb. kenwoodtrust.org.uk.
Fantastic. And you can find out all about the work of the trust there. If people want to come on the golf, play golf, sponsor the golf card, what's the best way of doing that?
Probably the easiest way is to email me. Is it safe to give my email?
Yeah, yeah, of course. No one's listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you mean your radio program's so popular? No one's listening.
There's no one out there.
Well, the easiest way is to get in touch with me, which is H Kendall, which is H K E N D A. LL55 at...
That's the year he was born.
Close. At gmail.com.
Fantastic.
So that's hkendall55 at gmail.com. That's me, and I'd love to see you on the day.
So if you want to play golf, if you want to enter a team, if you want to talk about sponsorship, if you want to do anything to do with the golf, drop Howard an email. If you can't remember that, then you can drop me an email and I'll forward it to Howard. And all of my contact details are on the website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk or Howard, and we'll get it there. Just send us an email, tell us what you want, and we'll put you in touch. Folks, thank you so much for that. Sorry we couldn't play your audio file. I still don't know why that didn't play, but there you go.
No worries.
Thank you for that. Keep on keeping what you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job at Kenwood, and it is tough times to do it in terms of, you know, charitable money available to do these things, and there's loads of other competing charities that are trying to get money, but... do that. And just for, if anybody wants to donate, if you follow my Facebook page, Paul Andrews, it's my birthday the week after next, and I've asked for donations to Kenwood for my birthday, so you can donate a couple of quid there. Oh, please do that.
And we could also wish you happy birthday at the same time.
You could do that, yeah. Yeah, I'm almost as old as Howard, but not quite. So you can look at that and make a donation through that if you want. Every penny of it goes to Kenwood Trust, so do that. Katie, Howard, thank you so much. Do stay with us for the last few minutes of the show, but for the moment, thank you very much. Right, I've had a catch-up tweet here.
You're excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah, in response
I've
to
seen
Bird.
It.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Amazing leaders. He says, yes, thanks. It is for the shout-out. It is James. Here's the answer to your question.
Are you ready? Yeah, are you ready, Norman?
In 2005, a team of volunteers built a 2,249-square-foot house in Tyler, Texas, in under 3 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a challenge and a half,
isn't it?
Yeah.
2,200 square feet. I'm trying to think. Well, that's a fairly substantial size isn't it?
That is. That's right.
Is that bigger than what you're going to be building on the day?
It's probably similar to
be perfect.
Yeah.
So now we've gone from a day. This is the awful stress we've put Norman under. We've put him under 3 hours now, Norman. Let alone let's go big.
Yeah. That will be very interesting to actually research that to see
how
they did that.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know whether that's raised the bar or lowered.
Yeah.
I think they'll need more people.
Yeah. Well, what they don't say is how many people they had doing this.
That's the honesty of it, isn't it? You have to put some context into that.
Yeah, because it could have been like a team of Amish. It's in the Amish building barns in Pennsylvania.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Exactly, yeah, you've seen the film too. Yeah, exactly, yeah. They knock up a barn in under an hour, you know, the 10 of them, yeah.
And then they dance.
And then
let's
they dance.
Do that, Norman.
Yeah.
Let's put up the barn and dance.
Exactly. Hey, listen, I've had a tweet from Ellie at ConnectiGo about a comment I made earlier about the DWP, and she's saying it would be really good if... Disability Confidence was better known. Disability Confident is a government scheme supported by the Department of Work and Pensions, which is a whole scheme about people with supported needs getting into work. That's exactly what I was there talking to them about, is how we can push that out more and get it more exposed so that people know about it.
Isn't there a guy at KCC that does that?
Yeah, yeah, there is. Yeah, yeah. There's a team, there's a whole team at KCC called Kent Supported Employment, Mark Parran and Dave sorry, Dave, I've forgotten your surname.
Dave.
It's Dave, yeah. And Mark and Alicia and the team at Kent Supported Employment, and they do that kind of stuff, but the Department of Work and Pensions have got this disability confidence scheme, and again it's slightly different, and this is one of the problems. There are so many different schemes going around that you kind of lose the plot a little bit on what's going on, so we need to push it out more and we need to talk about it more. And so basically they're going to be coming on the show later on in the year to talk about it, so we're looking forward to that. What you got, Bird?
I have got Lunch and Learn. So we got a Lunch and Learn with Orchard Employment Law and Hawk Safe. This is on Wednesday the 18th of September, 12 till 2, at K-Sport Cobdown, and that's at Aylesford. Are you prepared for the changes in law which will take place next year, and do you know how to conduct a risk assessment? So this seminar will improve your knowledge of employment law and health and safety so that you can manage staff confidently and effectively. So Orchard Employment Law and HawkSafe have joined together for this Lunch and Learn event to help local owners of businesses and managers with these important topics. So Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, of Employment Law Specialist, she's a trainer and a public speaker. She'll be getting you ready for the changes in HR law. In 2020, there's changes in the employment law legislation, which should be in an employment contract. So what should be in your employment contract? Really interesting. And managing staff absences and performance. And then Andy Haith, of he's a health and safety consultant of CITB accredited trainer. Risk assessments, what are they and why do we need them? We will look at what the law requires us to do with respect to risk assessment, and how do you know what your business needs to do? So, well, they'll concentrate on those hazards are on the foundation of the assessment process, understanding those hazards, the risk assessment process. So it is just £32, and you need to go and visit their Eventbrite Lunch and Learn Employment Law.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet from Athelbray that says, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike, Kenwood Trust, great interview, fantastic work done by the Trust. One of the reasons we offer discounted training for charities so staff get development needs without impacting on their precious funds.
Thank you.
Cool. Good. You've put those up there as if you've finished.
I'm going home now.
Have you done now?
My work here
have you done,
is done
all of your emails?
My work here is done.
Because I've got loads.
What have you been doing all for the last two hours?
I've been just
took
over
them off
here.
I'll do your work for you.
Do you want to do that one?
Do you want me to do that one?
Yeah, you can do that one.
When do you want me to do that one?
You can do it now.
Excellent. So we've got the Tech Expo UK. Also, we have had a tweet from them.
Have you?
Yes, but I'm going to go deep into this one.
Go on.
So we've got the Kent Event Centre at Detling, and that's in Kent. And this is Thursday the 26th of September from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. So the Tech Expo UK is one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts to help business owners to understand what technology is out there and how you can help them run, build and grow their businesses more effectively and efficiently. Now, we have one of the world's top technology companies, and that's Microsoft, providing their keynote seminar, and they will be sharing with you how they are going to working to support businesses of all sizes. Now, they are also looking at one of the biggest fears, and that is staying human in a digital world. Here's the speakers. You've got Brian Sutton from Microsoft, and he's talking about how Microsoft is developing to help businesses. You've got Richard Bell from CTO of 10 Intelligence. He's the CTO of 10 Intelligence, and that's cybersecurity. Then you've got Ben Abbott. He's the CEO of Maximum Media, and that's getting your business ready for voice technology. You've got Will Charlesford from Child & Child, and he's a digital law. And then you've got Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, and that's being human in a digital world. Here's the workshops that they've got as well as. So you've got Aaron Taylor, he's the CEO of 6-2 Tech, and that's stop the sales pitch and start the conversation. You got Mike Hacker, who we had on here, oh my goodness, 2 months ago.
Yep.
And that's Hacks is the CEO of Prisma Broadcast. And that's how the proper use of video can propel your business forward. And then you've got Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, and she's an international speaker, and having an adaptable content strategy plan. All this plus roundtables, you've got panel discussions, you've got networking meetups. So you need to go to find out more details, and that's at www.techexpouk.com. But also, if you are a supplier who provides a tech-based solution to help business owners run, build or grow their businesses more efficiently, and you would like to showcase your brand to hundreds of business owners meeting face-to-face, then you can it's so buzzing in there. I love this place. So this is a trade show environment. You can have an exhibition space, and you need to go and check them out on their website.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Bird. Stenning. Dave Stenning. I just remembered his name. Sorry, David. It's my age. My brain has to catch up. So Dave Stenning and
this all the time. We were do you remember we had the Atlantic Avengers on here? Mm. I had them before they crossed the Atlantic, and then post the Atlantic. Mm. Well, they had a big talk, and they put a big video together. And as I'm stood there at their event on Saturday night, we had a couple of people come up, and I can't remember some people's names. Mm. And they'll go, Bird, blah, 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 blah. And I want to introduce Stephen, and I go, so now I've gone, this is Stephen. I don't even go. And nobody ever says, hi, I'm so-and-so. They go, hello. Yeah. And I'm still left hanging with the names.
Yeah. That's a particularly British trait, isn't it? I've known people for 10 years whose name I don't know.
I do most of the time ask people's names, you know. I've got, look, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Can you remind me, you know, of your name?
It's also one of those funny things that's a feature of social media where, you know, I have my face on my social media account. A lot of people don't. They have a picture of their dog or their logo or something. But so, of course, people walk up to you and they know all about you because they've been reading your Twitter feed. You've never met them in your life before. And they walk out and they go, hello, Paul. I have no idea who you are.
I was at the start line of a race last Wednesday night. And this woman come up to me and she said, oh, you know, Iron Man, blah, blah, blah. She said, well, you've got three children, haven't you? I promise you, I was like, I've never met you before, ever. And I never say on my social media about my family either. Yeah. You know, I just, it's just not what I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you know?
Yeah. Psychic, obviously.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just tell us your name. I think we should all go around with name badges on. Just get it done.
Oh, that happens as well.
Do you remember that guy who had that 24-hour name badge thing? He had
Trouble is you get awful trouble. I remember in a conference once I was fishing for this lady's name, so I peered at her name badge.
Yeah, that's not good, Howard.
Yeah, of course
etiquette.
You did, Howard. Yeah,
I was told that
she wasn't wearing a name badge. Yeah, yeah. It was the make of her brassiere. Yeah. Yeah.
So you get the awful trouble with these name badges. Yeah. So they ought to put big print on them for us old people.
Yeah. But the worst thing is when you go to something like that with a name badge on, and then I was on a train coming back from somewhere, and some bloke walks up and he went, oh, excuse me, Paul. What the hell are you? How do you know my name?
Don't you do that to people?
You've got a name badge on, mate.
I always do that to people when they're serving you, you know, and they'll go, oh, thank you, so-and-so. And they're like, how do you know my name?
Yeah.
I love it. I am joking, clearly.
No, you're not.
I am. I don't think we should wear name badges.
Yeah, we should. Should have it on your head.
Says she with her logo on her jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've got it on there. Yeah.
I did mention this last week, but I want to mention it again because it's important. There's a new company's launched to show businesses the benefits of diversity and inclusion. Talman HR is different in many ways. CEO Chris Wright has cerebral palsy. Having started in a special school, he now holds a master's degree in human resource management. He's overcome many significant hurdles while in pursuit of each of his goals to date, and Chris is proof that disability is no barrier to becoming a valuable member of the business community. We believe that our new flexible approach called The Labyrinth shows once and for all that diversity and inclusion does not have to fit into a box. It's not box ticking. It can be a strategic approach valuing all talent across an organisation. It improves the bottom line, innovation and creativity, and there's a clear business case. There are clear benefits for engagement and work-life balance and a happier workforce in a more productive environment. There's a need to achieve full inclusion, which does not mean treating people differently unnecessarily. Our diversity and inclusion labyrinth is both business and outcomes focused. The flexible development-based solution can be tailored to your needs, to your specific circumstances. It breaks down complex information and ideas into the following areas: the practical context and reality, the business case, why the labyrinth exists, management and leadership development, career advancement, navigating the labyrinth successfully, organisational psychology, and employee-specific considerations. If you want to find out more about Chris Wright, Talman HR, and the labyrinth procedures that they've got, then you can email Chris at Talman HR, and that's chris.wright, Wright with a W, at Talman, TalmanHR.com, or you can look at their website, TalmanHR.com, and find out all about the labyrinth, hiring people with the benefits of diversity and inclusion. Do check it out. You haven't got anything, have you?
Nope. I've done all your work for you.
You have, and I've got loads left here.
Go on, then, what you got?
I've got Innovate UK, together with the Enterprise Europe Network, EEN, have fully funded the Innovate to Succeed programme. It's been developed and funded to support companies who want to grow through innovation and or through export. We've just started a new three-year programme with funding for about 40 companies this year. Any industry can apply, but you must be an SME with under 250 staff and under 250 million turnover. If you're a company that would benefit from tailored support, coaching and connections to unlock your innovation and success, then please call Alison Butler on Medway, which is 01634 883615. That's 01634 883615, or you can register your interest. There's further information on the website Innovate to Succeed, which is www.worldwideweb. Thank you, Bird.
Sorry.
.gov.uk/government/organisation/innovateuk. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. We're almost at the end of the show. I still have a few emails to read. Coming up in August is the Combined Ops Military and Air Show. It's a unique event with a variety of vintage and modern aircraft displays on the ground and in the air. Aircraft that appeared last year included two C-47 Dakotas, two Spitfires, and a Chinook and a Lancaster bomber. This family event, which includes static military vehicles, living history reenactment groups, arena events, military stalls, children's entertainment and food stalls to make the perfect day out, is taking place on the 10th and 11th of August. And that's at Headcorn Airdrome, Shenley Road, Headcorn, TN27 9HX. You can find out all about it and book your tickets if you go to headcornevents.co.uk. And do you know what? That's brought us to the end of another show. I just need to tell you that you need to listen to our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, which is on Friday at 11 a.m., 11 till 12, hosted by the absolutely gorgeous Amanda Flanders. And this week, Amanda's co-host is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and their guest is Phil Wilson. And if you're of a certain age, you might remember a glam rock group called Mud. Well, Mud?
No.
Blimey.
I remember.
You remember Mud.
I remember.
And you remember Mud. Well, Phil's the drummer for Mud. And he's a percussionist, and he's a really good bloke.
He's brilliant.
And he's such a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got such a fantastic sense of humour. So do join Amanda and Gemma and Phil for the Business Bunker Extra Show at 11 o'clock this Friday. But that's it for another week on the Business Bunker Show here. I want to say a huge thank you to the show sponsors, My Zones, and to my guests, Mr. Norman Hinks of Masonry Frame Systems, to the lovely Katie Derville of Kenwood Trust, to Mr. Howard Kendall, semi-retired volunteer, entrepreneur, businessman, all-round good guy, and to my co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike. I won't be back next week.
Neither will I.
And neither will Bird. You'll be listening to Jules, but we'll be back the year after.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we might never come back, actually. We might never come back. No, we'll be back the year after.
If you want us back, you need to tweet us.
Yeah, exactly.
We need some love.
Yeah, but Jules will want you to tweet in, so do tweet in as usual. And have a good week, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.